of what used to be called in the jazz world cutting contests, I think, going up on stage there with a lot of really neat people who are very much aware that they would like to be recognized more than the guy who takes the next solo. It may lead to not necessarily a homogeneous response to the whole thing, but they stretch out long, long way on some of these tracks. What I'm talking about here is the Hollywood Palladium concert in 1971 of the CTI All-Stars. Now, CTI stands for Creed Taylor, who was the impresario for the CTI records that were really big in the 60s, 70s, and had some incredibly great people, Freddie Hubbard and whatever. And rather than me explaining to you exactly who's playing on this album, I'm going to let the announcer announce this first track, which is Impressions, which is one of my favorite tunes. And then following that, the track is Red Clay, which is the title track of a Freddie Hubbard album that was one of a CTI release and is considered a classic. This is a pretty good group of folks here playing some pretty good stuff, and it must have been a lot of fun because this was one wild concert. They really, really dig in on a lot of these tracks. A couple of CDs because the tracks go sometimes 15, 20, 25 or more minutes. But I'm going to play two. First one is Impressions. The second one is Red Clay. Here from the California concert at the Hollywood Palladium in 1971. And I'll let the announcer tell you who all these folks are.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives...
Okay, I've added this song to your favorites.
From CTR Records. On bass, this young man needs no introduction. He's been around playing hip, heavy, and hard for a long time. Mr. Ron Carter, big round of applause for Ron Carter. On drums, a young man whom I consider one of the most outstanding upcoming drummers of our time. Should I say Billy Cobham on drums? A young man from Brazil. Hip, knows what's happening. He's been playing around with many groups. And now he is here. Ayeto on cougar. Once upon a time, this man was called Johnny Hammond Smith, Mr. Soul Talk Man. And now he's on breakout. Johnny Hammond on organ. Once upon a time, this young man, he was called Mr. Soul Clinic, and now his name is Mr. Soulful Blues. Hank Crawford on alto. Here's a young man I consider saying something all the time, because he plays so clear, cool, and concise. He plays guitar. The man from beyond the blue horizon, George Benson, guitar. Here's a young man that knocks me out all the time. And I must say, there's only one like him and he plays so cool, the fire, rain, and water man, Hubert Long on flute. Here's a young man that came a long ways. Seems to me he stepped out the footsteps of the late Clifford Brown. He needs no introduction, Mr. Flea, Freddie Hubbard. Freddie Hubbard on flugelhorn. Here's a man that paid a lot of dues. He paid a lot of dues. Everybody knows him. And I shouldn't have to introduce you to him because you already know who he is. Sugar Man, Stanley Torrance. Hey! All right! Thank you.
It would have been fun to be there, huh? That was at the Hollywood Palladium in 1971. There was a re-release, I suppose, that was sent out on the 40th anniversary of that concert a few years ago, obviously. And yes, CTI All-Stars there showing off in front of a pretty responsive crowd, I would think, and some really neat playing there. It's a as I say, there's two CDs, and they stretch out on a lot of other tracks as well. Not going to play them now or maybe ever here, but if you're interested in more, there's always more there, and you can find it probably on any of the streaming services or iTunes, whatever is your fave there. And it is now 11:41. We're into the second half of our program today. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 live here in the studio. Streamed live at CKUW.ca and archived there as well. And you're probably aware, well, I would imagine if you live in Winnipeg at least, you're aware of the fact that the University of Winnipeg was hammered with an invasive cyber attack, which may take a long time for it to recover from. I'm sure I no longer have sort of contacts in the office here, but I'm sure that they are sweating bullets every day trying to get this thing organized. Excuse me. The reason I'm mentioning it is that station manager Rob Schmidt has assured me that there has been no impact here. And I got the same response from the University of Winnipeg Foundation. So if, in fact, you ever have been a donor or involved with that, they're on separate systems altogether. The foundation is, at least, and has not been impacted. But our hearts go out to our colleagues in this building where I am and throughout the University of Winnipeg environment as they seek to adjust to one of these attacks that can be very, very nasty. And this one looks like it's not a good one at all. And it's left a lot of students high and dry at the end of their season and messing up, I'm sure, a lot of plans they had for either doing other things as soon as they were finished the semester and then having the semester extended, all those things. If you or anybody you know is a student or has been a student ever, you know what those sort of disruptions can mean to your well-being. So our hearts go out to all the students struggling with this reality. Now back to some music here. Ernesto Cervini is I'm not trying to be overly sort of icky here, but he is a real gift to the Canadian jazz scene. Not only is he a prolific musician performer, he's a drummer basically, although he's trained in several other instruments and has several other degrees from the from the various universities. Plays bass clarinet, plays piano as well. But is known for his drumming, but he is as well. On top of that, not only does he lead three or four different bands and therefore provide an outlet and a voice for jazz across the country in many different formats, he also is a publicist and a marketer and a leader and a composer and someone who looks after getting other people's music out into the airwaves. And for that, he deserves a lot of credit. But on the music side, he's pretty good there as well. His group Turboprop was in town for the Jazz Festival last June. And the concert I was at, the people that I knew there kept saying, "Wow, this is a terrific group. Why are they just at the Cube? I'd like to see more of them. Can't they get another concert in or come back again?" So I'm not sure if that's going to happen this year, but I would say amen to that. Let's get that happening. They are a fine group. And this new album of theirs called A Canadian Songbook just shows an increased maturity. They what is typically called a three-horn section. They have an alto player, Tara Davidson, a tenor saxophonist, Joel Fram, and trombonist William Karn. And those three horns, if you want to call it that way, really have developed a remarkable interaction, and they are this album shows that development. They also have Adrian Ferruccia on piano, Dan Loomis on bass, and of course Ernesto Cervini on drums. It's called a Canadian songbook. The album is because all the tracks were composed by or associated with Canadian musicians. One of the tracks was composed by James Hill, who actually is a classical ukulele player, believe it or not, but has some really neat compositions as well. One of the tracks I'm going to play is called "When I Fall" today, and that's Bare Naked Ladies, believe it or not. And then "If Then" is the next track I'm going to play, and that's by Ernesto himself, Ernesto Cervini himself. Allison Au, who's a saxophonist, plays a part by contributing a composition, as does William Karn, the trombonist. So all in all, there are Our Lady Peace is Quebec group has also contributed to this Canadian songbook, and it's a very cool album. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is "When I Fall," and then "If Then." Here's Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
drummer Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop with two tracks from their brand new album called A Canadian Songbook. All the tracks are written by Canadian musicians of various kinds, some of them within the band and some of them not, like Bear Lake Naked Ladies and stuff like that. Good track. Good tracks from a great band. And I, as I say, several people have said, when's Turboprop coming back? Friends of mine have said that. And I said, I really don't know, but I know that Ernesto is prepared to do some touring if he gets a chance. So, but he's one very busy man down there. Anyhow, Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop, taking us almost exactly to the end of our second hour today. And right about this time, you need to know exactly what.